Marlins and Dodgers. It was Pups at the Park night on Saturday as Don Mattingly and Bob Guerin have a friendly chat with the umpires before the game. We'll take it to the top of the second. D. Gordon at the plate.
3-2 pitch. Line drive, base hit, center field. A run will score. And Uri is having all kinds of problems. And for D. Gordon, takes a very wide turn. At first, no one was there. Gordon turns to his first base dugout, starts to applaud. It's 3-0 Miami.
Oh, he did the same thing that Riddle did. Two-strike breaking ball, and he just put it in play.
Three balls, two strikes, nobody out. Runner at second, 3-0 Marlins. We're in the third inning. A drive hit into right field. It's going to be a long run for Hernandez. He can't get it. It one hops the wall. Ozuna will score on his way in with an RBI double. His stand is 4-0. Marlins on top, and for Stan, his 29th run batted in, his second tonight. Riddle is up there now, knocked in a run. Dietrich, who's at second, earlier had a triple. There's a line drive, base hit inside the bag at first base. Goes down the line. At least one run will score. That comes around, and here comes Realmuto. The throw home, not in time, and on his way to third is Riddle. And for the Marlins, they've taken a 7-0 lead, and Julio Urias is really struggling tonight in this ballgame. He is aboard with his first hit. He's been on base all three times tonight. So this is the story with the Marlins, that they're trying to really kind of give opportunities to the big guy in the lineup. Here's Stanton, who is knocked into. He has doubled and reached on a fielder's choice.
Now, Grandal has been calling soft early in the count, meaning off-speed pitches, change-ups, and curveballs, and then if he gets ahead on Stanton, trying to go up the ladder on him. We'll see what he does here.
Marlins right now are 4-for-7 with runners in scoring position in tonight's ballgame. Yelich at second, Ozuna's over at first. Avalon delivers, that ball is slammed to the left field. That's in for the base hit. Bellinger goes over, picks it up on two hops. Yelich will score easily. Ozuna goes to third on the second double of the night by Stanton. He knocks in his third run of the ballgame. It's 8-0 Marlins. And for Stanton, his 28th and 29th RBIs.
So Stanton was sitting soft because that's the pattern. That's why I brought it up. Grandal has been calling breaking balls to the big hitters all night long in the first two pitches. And so this time Stanton was not looking fastball. He sat breaking ball and he got it.
Riddle's had a big night. He has singled in a run and doubled in, or make that tripled in, two runs. And he drives one to right center field. And that ball is out of here. Talk about a big, big night. And JT Riddle is a double away hitting from the cycle tonight. Again, he's single in an 0-2 pitch in the second inning. He knocked in a run. He tripled in two runs down the line with a base hit in the third. And here he gets a breaking ball right down the middle, and he hits a home run. He's knocked in four tonight.
And I think because of the pattern that the Dodgers are throwing at the Marlins tonight with curveballs in the first couple of pitches, he was sitting curveball. He got it. Wasn't a good one, and he hit it out of the ballpark.
10-6 Marlins is your final score. The Marlins snap a five-game losing streak with the victory. Dan Straley gets the win. Urias drops to 0-2, six earned runs on seven hits through two and a third. Dave Roberts and the Dodgers unable to figure out the Marlins on Saturday as they lose 10-6. Here's the Dodgers skipper on the loss.
Julio, you know, tonight obviously just didn't come in sharp. And, you know, didn't have command of any of his pitches. Got behind and, you know, really didn't have a chance to get anything going. And, you know, it happened pretty quickly there in the first inning, the second inning, you know, and couldn't get through the third. So, you know, with his five starts this year, he's found a way to kind of minimize damage. But, you know, the walk to strikeout has, you know, 13 walks, something like there are 13 walks, 11 strikeouts this year, you know, has been consistent, unfortunately. And you've got to get ahead of hitters to then, you know, give yourself a chance to be efficient and go deeper in games. So with Julio, you know, I'm not sure if it's mechanical, you know, what it is, but we've got to figure it out.
This has been kind of the same sort of issue.
that's something that we've got to dig into. And you know, I think as far as the fastball velocity, that's been there at times, you know, but hasn't been consistent. I think when he wants to reach back for more, he does. But you know, with the fastball, to you know, not have command of it, you know, couldn't get the breaking ball over, the change was up. And you know, when you're trying to, you know, get major league hitters out, and you can't locate, make it tough on yourself. So yeah, Andy, it's been pretty similar, you know, for five starts now.
He told us he was working the position in his hands before he delivers the ball. So is that the case, that he's working something like that?
Well, Rick talked to him, you know, when he was on his rehab assignment, or when he was, you know, in Oklahoma City and was trying to get his hands above his head, mm-hmm. to sort of create and sustain balance throughout his delivery, and which would allow for him to potentially repeat his delivery more and more consistently. So that's something that he's been doing for the five starts. And you know, again, I don't know if it's mechanical. That might be something he's trying to work through. I don't think it's physical. You know, I'd like to think it's not mental, but you know, again, we've got to kind of figure out, you know, what's next and how he can get back to the pitcher that we know he can be.
Dave, given how you have sort of a roster crunch with Maeda coming back and you've been, you know, shuffling starting pitchers, is it possible that, you know, that next step for Urias maybe doesn't come at the major league level?
You know, I think anything's, you know, anything should be on the table. And, you know, right now we're going to go back and sort of reevaluate, you know, his last starts and figure out, you know, what's best for him. So, obviously, you know, we've got, you know, some, you know, an excess of starting pitching arms, and Logan's coming back at some point here shortly. So there's going to be some roster decisions to be made. But, yeah, Eric, you know, we've got to have these conversations. We'll have it tonight. Yes, they'll you know, with the off day coming on Monday, they'll be able to go back to back. But you know, there's a thought, you know, as far as, you know, with McCarthy and how much, if something unforeseen does happen, you know, you've got to have coverage. So that's going to play into our discussions tonight.
With Ross having pitched last night, though, I know he gave him a couple more innings tonight, was the kind of long man out from once Julio started to struggle? Was it just inning by inning with those guys?
Correct. You know, Hatch pitched 2 days in a row, and Ross was up, but you know, in talking to Rick, he was around 45 pitches. So, you know, as you see the game develop early, and you're starting to kind of trying to figure out how you're going to get through the game, and if for some reason we do get back in the game, and so to have that typical long man like we have had to potentially give us four innings, you know, with Ross tonight, it wasn't feasible.
Was tonight the first time that Cody had hit in a three spot up here?
Well, it might have been. You know, I've had JT in the three all year. And so now, you know, it's been two games, so I would say yes.
How do you feel like he adapted to that role tonight? Obviously a big chance for a 21-year-old to be in that spot.
I'm not worried about, you know, Cody as far as the head and where he hits in the order. I've hit him fourth numerous times. And, you know, for me, he's putting together very good at-bats, and I think he's earned it, and he deserves it. And so when you look at the sample of trying to win one baseball game, I've got to make decisions on who I feel gives us the best chance to win. And so I like him up there four times.
Series concludes Sunday. Vance Worley will take the hill for the Marlins. He'll face the Dodgers' Brandon McCarthy.